In other news from Capitol Hill, Vermont Senator James Jeffords said today he will not run for re-election next year. 4 years ago, Jeffords stunned Washington by leaving the Republican Party and becoming an independent. That move shifted control of the Senate from the Republicans to the Democrats. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Jeffords represented Vermont for 3 terms in the Senate and 7 in the House. He announced he would not run again today at a suburban Burlington hotel.
After much thought and consultation with my family and staff, I have decided to close this chapter of my service to Vermont.
Jeffords has been troubled by a bad back and neck. There have also been questions about his mental health in recent months when he's appeared confused. He did not take questions today from reporters. Jeffords had been a lifelong moderate Republican until becoming an independent in May of 2001. He cited the refusal of Republicans to spend more money on education, but in his announcement then, he acknowledged the differences ran deeper.
Increasingly, I find myself in disagreement with my party. I understand that many people are more conservative than I am, and they form the Republican Party. Given the changing nature of the National Party, it has become a struggle for our leaders to deal with me and for me to deal with them.
At the time of the switch, the Senate was split evenly, 50-50, between Democrats and Republicans, with Republicans having control because of Vice President Cheney's tie-breaking vote. Jeffords not only defected from the GOP, he announced he would caucus with, but not formally join, the Democrats, giving them the majority. Political science professor Ross Baker of Rutgers University calls it one of the most electrifying moments in the history of the Senate.
It had the immediate effect of handing the majority to the Democrats. Which, of course, was a gift that they had not expected. And, of course, it gave the Democrats the ability to set the agenda, to take the committee chairmanships. And I think it underscored just how important it is to have the majority in the Senate and how much more desirable it is even than being a powerful minority.
Jeffords himself was rewarded with the chairmanship of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. Among Republicans, though, resentments ran deep. GOP staffers suddenly found themselves out of a job, and powerful Republican committee chairmen overnight lost their gavels. Jeffords' wife and son also criticized his decision. The GOP regained the majority 18 months later, but the scars linger. Mississippi Republican Trent Lott, who lost his job as majority leader after Jeffords' move, was asked today whether there are lingering hard feelings.
You know, it's a really nice day. A little warm, though.
Good seeing y'all.
Jeffords' decision not to run next November may not change much in the Senate. The state of Vermont has been trending politically toward Democrats in recent elections. Its only member of the House, independent Bernie Sanders, has previously expressed interest in running for the seat if Jeffords did not. Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean said today he will remain chairman of the Democratic National Committee and not run for the Senate. Potential Republican candidates include current Governor James Douglas. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.